How do we handle trials that come upon us? And are we surprised when they happen? So then we already know there's going to be a trial that comes upon us. The next question is, how do we react? And, title my message, are we experiencing the symptoms associated with PFT? That is, are we suffering from PFT? This may sound a little familiar because several years ago, I can't believe how long it was I think about 8 years ago, I actually wrote an editorial with the title of Are We Suffering from PPT? Now, PPT were pre-Passover trials, but this time, since they do go hand in hand and go along, these symptoms of PFT we experience every year and now once again are our pre-feast trials. Now, this certainly is not a bad thing, but it should be encouraging, as hard as that is to fathom at times, because it is God who is the one that brings this about or lets these things happen by allowing us to go through various tests, and not for the purpose of imperfection, but to bring us closer to perfection, which is our ultimate goal. Those of us who have been called out of this world, who live by the law of God and observe his commanded Sabbaths and holy days, can expect these trials of every caliber to impact us in some way. We have just observed the Feast of Trumpets this past Monday, and this was the first fall holy day observance, which pictures the soon coming return of Jesus Christ to this earth. And there are several scriptures which talk about that, which is Leviticus 23, verse 24 and 25, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and verse 16. And it also pictures our resurrection or change to immortality, to be born again into the kingdom or family of God. And those scriptures are found in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 through 54, and verses 42 through 49, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, and John 3, verse 3 and 5 through 8. Now, we just had the Feast of Trumpets. Have we experienced any trials on that day? And we know that we have heard that there have been trials on that day, especially since it was a weekday and there were things going on throughout the week, which, you know, normally wouldn't happen on a Saturday, but one of which being we had a power outage and we didn't even know if we were even going to broadcast services the second half of that day. And then we all prayed about it and thankfully power was restored. And it could be anything. And this is just for generally for the church, but anybody else could have had a trial on that day or shortly beforehand in their personal lives, whatever it may be. And this is a common thing. Now, 9 days after Trumpets, which will be coming up this Wednesday, we're going to be celebrating the Day of Atonement. And that alone is a trial by itself because we're not going to be eating and drinking for 24 hours. And for some of us, that is a struggle. But that is obviously a reason behind it, because we refrain from partaking any food and liquid for that period of time. This day symbolizes those called by God during this life, having received at one-ment with God, those who can receive at one-ment with God after Christ's return, and the transfer of sin to Satan as the one who is ultimately responsible for all sin. And these scriptures are also found in Leviticus 16, also Leviticus 23, and also in Acts 27, verse 9. Now, I'm giving a little history of, summary of these fall feast holy days, you know, because a lot of us are already familiar with this, but it is a good refresher, because they all have something in common, which I'm going to get to. But shortly after Day of Atonement is when we observe the Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day. This is for 8 consecutive days by attending one of the church's designated sites around the world. And in our church, in the Church of Eternal God, we have 2 sites, one being in Germany, the other being in Pismo Beach, California. And this period symbolizes the reign of Christ for 1,000 years, together with his saints made immortal, during which time Satan will be bound and the entire world will be living under the government of God. Again, several scriptures to prove that. Leviticus 23, Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, John chapter 7, verses 2 through 8, verses 10 through 14, and Revelation 20 and verse 4. Notice that this is not just Old Testament commands, but there's also stated in the New Testament as well. For us to be keeping until the end, until Christ returns, and actually ongoing. The last great day symbolizes a 100-year period called the Great White Throne Judgment, during which all persons who have ever lived and who were never called by God for salvation during this lifetime will have their first opportunity to accept Christ as their Savior. And all these days are commanded by God to keep and are still effect right now, are still effect today. Now, if you didn't, or if you weren't able to write down all the scriptures I just mentioned, you can simply go to our statement and beliefs on our website, and there you will see them. So as this has been a topic of discussion recently, and will most likely continue to be so in the coming weeks and during the Feast of Tabernacles, we are expected to examine ourselves as stated in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 through 31, just like we do during the Passover season, making sure that we do not take the Passover in an unworthy manner, making sure also then that we do not keep the Feast of Tabernacles in an unworthy manner. It all goes hand in hand. But this shouldn't just be limited during this time, but we should always be examining ourselves, making sure that we are living a life pleasing to God. This is not in any way supposed to be negative, but we are to look at ourselves expecting a positive result. Our self-examination should determine that we are on the right track, that Christ does, in fact, live in us. And if, during the examination, a Christian finds that he is lacking in some aspects, he needs to repent of that. He needs to ask God for forgiveness. He needs to resolve and make an effort to do better. And at the same time, he needs to understand that with God's help, he can and must and will do better. This is quoted from our free booklet, The Meaning of God's Spring Holy Days. Now again, you've heard me say this quite a few times and in other messages before, but we are not being tested for the purpose of failing, but with the expectation of success. And God expects that from us. And if we turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 6 and 7. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The countdown to these fall feast days are indeed upon us. Obviously, we already had the Feast of Trumpets, but still a countdown until we are before a day of Atonement and then Feast of Tabernacles. And these effects of PFT have been increasing more and more. And they probably will increase even more so before we even arrive, let's say, at the Feast of Tabernacles, because it's amazing how trials can quickly come upon us and how quickly they can affect each and every one of us. We are being tested on the very things that we struggle with the most. And God is looking at us to see how we will react. Now, why is it that we are struggling with the very things that seem to be an ongoing thing? Well, I am struggling with that same thing again. Well, if you're struggling with that same thing again, chances are you didn't really overcome it yet in the first place. Or maybe you have, but then you're going to be tested again. How are we going to handle the situation is what God is looking at. And sometimes we may be handling it differently. Maybe there may be times that we can solve it or we can overcome it right away. But there may be another time where it's going to be a lot more difficult to handle it because there are other trials that happen as well. We are going to fail from time to time, especially during initial stages of a trial. First reaction is always a challenging one. But in recognizing our own actions when going through a trial, we are thereby examining ourselves and accepting the fact that we must do better if we want to be counted worthy. There is no other way. We have to do better. The suffering that we go through is a beneficial part, a necessary step of God's plan. Chapter 5 of 1 Peter, since we're already there, 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered for a while, we don't know how long, but we keep suffering until we become perfect. The next verse says, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. We are not perfect yet, but these trials are necessary for us to get there. And it is a necessary step to teach us so we can thereby teach others in the future. The experiences that we go through will help others because we can say then, wow, we overcame these trials. If I can do it, can you do it too? Or if we can all do it, can the rest of us do it? Those who haven't had... Whoops, I need that back. Those who haven't had the tests and trials like we do today, right? Well, we're not supposed to be feeling defeat the moment a trial sets in. For God says that we will be tempted, or we will not be tempted, or tested beyond our ability. Our human, fragile selves that we are part of, that God created us that way, beyond our ability. And then sometimes we think, man, this is just too much for me, I can't handle it anymore. And we know about these scriptures, we know about all these examples in the Bible, you know, of those who also thought about giving up, who also made the statement, oh, God has forsaken me, you know, but that's not the case, because it is not God who has done the forsaking. God is always present in our time of need, and he is confident. He's confident. We've heard about that predestination here. I mean, how he has called us from the very beginning, and he had the faith and confidence that we will make it. He's confident that we will overcome, as 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 states. So with all that said, if we believe this, then we will be able to conquer the effects of PFT.